This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for another Farmers Appreciation Month report here on this President's Day, February 17th. This week is National FFA Week on the high school level, but today we'll talk about post-secondary ag education. Lincolnland Community College in Springfield, of course, received a large donation from the Crear family about a year and a half ago. But this upcoming year in 2021, the state-of-the-art facility for their ag program will be opening. Back last summer, I talked with Bill Harmon, the head of the Ag Department at Lincolnland College, about the way the department will be utilizing the money and how the Ag program will be expanding in the next 5 to 10 years.
Right. Gabe, we were excited. Some of the things we've done with the gift, the Crayer gift, we hired Holly Bauman, who's our program specialist, done a great job with recruiting and helping, you know, market the program. Scholarships, obviously. We've bought some new equipment, things like simulators and stuff. But now we're working on construction of a new ag facility there on campus. We are anticipating a spring of 2021 opening it, being able to move in. State-of-the-art facility, classrooms, laboratory rooms, student spaces. It's going to really allow us to not only grow our program, but improve the experience for those students we have at the college, so that we can do the best job we can in getting them ready either for the workforce or to transfer on.
And you talk about expanding, and of course you'll be there with the normal agronomy, livestock, and things like that. What's a direction that the department's looking to go towards as expanding the program?
Well, you know, there's a lot of interest in the industry right now, and especially amongst our potential student population, in precision technology and in technology in general. So we're looking at what kind of changes do we need to make, either in some specific classes or maybe even some of our degrees, so that those students will have more of those hands-on experiences. You know, we want our students to get their pilot's license if they want to be able to operate, you know, UAVs, drones, because that's something that's required by the FAA. We want them to be able to use tablets with the latest software if they're going to be out crop scouting, you know, so they can identify weeds, insects, diseases. One of the things we just recently purchased and we're using on campus is a virtual sandbox. Now, it sounds like a toy, but it's a really neat tool we can use when we talk about erosion and how we can manage and preserve these best soils we have in the world that I'm constantly telling students in their classes. A nitrate meter, the same. We want our students to be using the same equipment in the class, in the lab, that they're going to use on the job, so that when they're out interviewing for that job, they're the most prepared and they're the ones who are going to get hired and be ready to go to work.
And you talk about the future of agriculture, and that's right where we are here at the FFA convention for the state, and a lot of those potential students you have are FFA members.
Oh, definitely. We really count heavily on the local high school ag programs, and especially those, you know, in sections 15 and 19 in Montgomery and Macoupin and Christian counties. That's a real strong recruiting area for us. And so we have to be here at FFA convention so we can talk to those potential students, even if they're only freshmen and sophomores, and so we can talk to their instructors and find out, you know, what can we do for them to help them out with their programs so that eventually they're going to put in a good word and those high school students are going to come our way.
And when these students come into college, they can also be in certain programs that are almost just exactly like FFA.
Right. At Lincolnland, we offer PAS, which stands for Professional Ag Students. They get to be in contest. They don't have blue corduroy jackets, but they do get to participate in career, you know, contests, career development events. They get to work in things like public speaking, leadership skills, job interviews. Everything at our level is designed about getting them ready for a job somewhere down the road. They'll get a chance to travel, to meet people, to see agriculture in other places. This past spring, we took students to Denver, Colorado for a week for our national conference. And ag out there is tremendously different from us. They get a third of the rain we do. This coming year, in March of this coming year, it'll be in Bloomington, Minnesota. So they'll get to see a different part of agriculture. We've been in Texas. You know, really seeing the country and what else is out there opens the eyes of these students.
And as you said, going around the country with all of this different agriculture opens their eyes. As we look ahead to the future, as you said, with the department moving on, is there, past the expansion point, is there really anything more that the department looks for maybe 10, 15 years down the road?
Well, the idea of the gift when the Mrs. Crayer gave this money to the college was the only instructions were that we were to expand and improve agriculture education in Central Illinois, in Lincoln Lands District. So we're looking at what can we do, not just for those traditional 18 to 21-year-olds, but how can we reach people that are maybe in their 30s and 40s or 50s that are looking for job retraining? We need to reach to those markets, you know, somebody who's maybe lost a factory job, and show them we've got job opportunities, and they can come back to school for 1 year because they really need to get back to the workforce, be successful, and go get that good job that they want because the industry is looking for them. They need to hire people. What can we do for the high school or even younger levels? What can we do to improve ag education? The city of Springfield, where we're located, it's kind of really there's a lot of not much agriculture knowledge. It's a hole in the donut. What do we need to do to reach out to that audience to let them know what opportunities are out there and how important agriculture is in their daily lives?
Again, that was Bill Harmon, the head of the Ag Department at Lincoln Land Community College on the main campus in Springfield. That'll conclude today's Farmers Appreciation Month report, but remember, we're down to our final 2 weeks of February, so continue to listen throughout the rest of the month for more Farmers Appreciation reports. We'll continue the rest of this week with more focus on National FFA Week. Reporting again on this Monday, this is Gabe Osborne for WSMI.